Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Terp was just in here. We'll do Pure Hoops.
Pure Hoops coming up.
With Terp coming up at high noon. We got the hashtag Dork Minute on the way 15 minutes from now, so stay tuned for that. But let's get to some Would You Rathers. Billy, what's first up?
Would you rather have Jaylen Brown or Jalen Brunson?
Ooh, you were there in the house, both of them playing last night. Two of the best Jalens in the league for sure.
I'd say top two Jalens. Jalen Johnson?
Jalen Johnson.
Nice player. Having a nice season.
Making a case.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Making a case.
Well, let's rewind real quick.
Yeah.
Entering the year, how would
Jalen Williams, actually.
Oh, good one.
Jalen Williams legit.
Real nice. There's two Jalen Williams. All right, we got our Jalen Mount Rushmore. Entering the year, how would you have answered that, Keith?
Entering the year, I might have said Brunson. But right now, I'm actually going to say Jaylen Brown. And I know this sounds like a homer take.
No, but I think that's interesting because I think I would have answered it the same way in the offseason and the same way now. I think the way it's going, you get to see Jaylen as a number one.
Yeah.
And Brunson's just so tiny, that's hard. I like him a lot. But now I got to pick.
Well, it's funny. Speaking of Terp, a couple weeks ago he was in, and he's like, I think Brown's playing like an all-NBA player. And I was like, well, I was like, because I care about that stuff, and I'm into that stuff, like which players make it, which players don't.
Me too. I think people who don't care about that are nuts.
It's only about the titles.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I like the player versus player debates and all that stuff. And so I'm looking at it, and you're like, yeah. And it was early in the season, but you're like, if they're not a playoff team, it's going to be hard to make all-NBA. Like, as much as points, rebounds, assists, VORP and every other stat matters, so do wins. And usually the players that win a lot get honored with those all-NBAs. And now that they've won some tough games, they've beaten some good teams, he's been scoring 40 like every night. And also, I think in the playoffs, when every possession matters and on both ends of the floor, and we've seen little guys get sort of
that's
abused.
100% it.
So that's why I can't go. Brunson's awesome. And there was a stretch for like 3 years he was the most underrated player in basketball. And he's a great story. Like, everybody always counted him out. They didn't think he was going to be great at Villanova. They didn't think he was going to be great. He's just awesome. He's a guy's a winner. But he's little. It's like kind of like Kemba Walker style where you're like, oh, you can just kind of go at him. And he's not as small as like Isaiah Thomas, but like,
but there,
you can kind of take advantage of him where you can't with Jaylen Brown.
And they're close enough.
Yeah.
Like in the NBA hierarchy where you can kind of pick and choose based on that. I'd take Brunson over a lot of guys in the NBA.
Same.
But now him and Jaylen are pretty similar, Jaylen Brown.
I think they're both like all NBA contenders these last handful of years. And like Brunson's made a couple of second teams. Brown made it once famously so he could get a supermax. But I don't think it's just a homer take to say give me Brown over Brunson.
And I think your analysis was accurate.
Thank you.
When you were saying when they have a losing record and they might be in the lottery.
Yeah, you're
like,
that's
going to be hard to be an all-NBA player. But they're playing better. He's a big reason for that, although Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chat is right. Jaylen couldn't have started the game worse.
The team couldn't have started the game worse.
I mean, but him specifically. Horrible turnovers.
Brown, like, I mean. Not the
I'm
other
sorry,
Jaylen.
Jaylen Brown.
A lot
Brown,
of good Jaylens.
Correct. There are so many good Jaylens. Couldn't have started the game worse last night, but great game overall. The turnover count is high. I think he is, and he said this after the game, I do think he's growing into learning how to be more of a number one. So I would answer that differently in the offseason. I would answer it Jaylen Brown now. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Alex Bregman or Kyle Schwarber?
All right, so
Bregman.
Schwarber.
Wow, you're honestly kind of down on Bregman.
You know what I'm up on is home runs.
No, I get that.
And Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber are rolling out of bed, socking 45 to 55 dongs. They're not going to play you a great first base. In fact, Schwarber might not even play in the field.
No, I mean, they might both be DHs.
They might both be DHs. But Bregman was, I don't know, he missed 50 games, which is like, I don't know if he's going to play 150 next year or not. I like Bregman, and it's just these are two examples of guys I would rather have. I'd rather spend my money on a big bopper, hit him third or fourth in the lineup, although Schwarber hit like leadoff a lot, but whatever.
Who do you think gets more money, Schwarber or Bregman?
Bregman.
Me too. So, like, honestly, if you want to make that case that Schwarber is going to bop you 50 and cost you less, I get it. I just think Bregman, and he had a rocky start in April last year, and you're right with the injuries, he missed games, but I just think there is such a value in what he brings
Couldn't
to the
even
team.
Run.
No, but that's because he was hurt. Yeah. Now, look, I'd imagine he's healed up in the offseason. It doesn't mean he won't get hurt again.
Right.
But I don't think he's going to be running like that to start the year. I hope not.
It's like me in my backyard.
If so, I'd want my money back. But no, I just
bring the receipt to him. We can't.
I just think there's value that he brings defensively. Never mind the intangibles with leadership and everything else. They've all been on winning teams, meaning playoff teams. Bregman is a winner, has won constantly in the playoffs, hardly ever missed. So,
well, one thing that I'm
I value
against,
all that, but Schwarber and Alonso have all been in big games too.
And one Schwarber's thing, won.
Yeah, Schwarber's
Schwarber
won.
Has definitely won.
Alonso has not, but he's been in a bunch of big games.
No, but one thing that I'm holding against Bregman, which is 100% not his fault. It's just there's so much of the, hey, let's run it back if he's on the team. Whereas, like, at least it's new blood and it's guys that are going to hit a ton of home runs.
Yeah,
that you feel like the lineup
be
is
more
better.
Excitement around Alonso and Schwarber than Bregman, which just feels like you're running it back. I agree with you on that, but I would take Bregman over Schwarber. What else?
Would you rather go to a zoo or a safari?
Ooh, I've been to a zoo, brag.
Wow.
Never been to a safari, reverse brag.
I've never done safari.
Or been on a safari, rather. Yeah.
I honestly love animals. I also want to just kind of leave them alone. Like, I don't love when they're in zoos. Now, I guess some zoos do good work, and they're, like, rehabilitating some of them. Others just seem like they're being, like, kidnapped or, like, held hostage. So I don't love that aspect of it. We had the story yesterday where the guy jumped into the lioness.
Mm-hmm.
Dan was mauled to death.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
But like a safari also, you see some of those stories where they're in like a Jeep and they're going around. It's like, oh, here we go. Oh, look how close the rhinoceros is. Oh, he's kind of knocking over the Jeep. Like, neither seem all that appealing. You got to go on like a long flight to do a safari.
I feel like the videos of the people on safaris where the animals like basically kicking in the windows they can eat.
I don't love that. I mean, if animals can smell fear, they would smell it all over me if I was on a safari.
You're covered in it.
Because I'm like, guys, I need a change of pants. So, I mean, they would smell it all over me. At a zoo, I'm going to be pretty calm and I'm not going to be too worried. I'm not going to be climbing in like
you're
this
not scale
the
fence?
Other day. No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
So,
you can see some cool stuff, but then you also just kind of feel bad. They're just kind of like laying around. In a zoo.
Yeah, but do you feel bad at all if you're on safari and you're out there?
I don't feel bad, but I might be a little...
Yeah, but you're on their turf.
That's their turf.
And you're invading their turf. You're kind of upsetting whatever they're doing when you're out there.
And they also have their freedom on a safari.
They do have their freedom.
They have their freedom.
Yeah, they don't have to walk over to your truck. That's true.
Yeah, get over here. But they might.
So what would I rather?
I guess I
do think my answer is safari.
Yeah, oddly enough.
But there's a chance I'm dying. And so I'm willing to take that chance.
Yeah.
To go on a safari.
Maybe dive and see a giraffe drinking out of a stream in the wild or... Go to a zoo and see like a sad lion.
Is that Davis Mills at the watering hole?
No, that's like an actual giraffe.
That's a real giraffe.
A real giraffe.
Okay, so
you can see
good.
A lion maul a gazelle or something and like tear it to pieces.
That'd be cool.
Or you can see
the person next to you.
Yeah, or you never know.
Honestly, the person next to me, I have no problem with. I'm worried about me.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay.
Or just eating like fast food hamburgers, sad in a pen.
Reading the newspaper.
Yeah.
Safari.
Still, yeah, I'm still going safari.
The answer is safari. Okay, good. What's our last one?
Would you rather year-long eggnog or candy canes?
Candy canes, I guess. I don't really like either.
Put me down for nog.
All year?
Yeah. I mean, my cholesterol is already higher than
you
it
would
used
be.
To be.
You would be host of the week every week if it was eggnog year round.
But I love the taste of eggnog. I got eggnog in my house right now, Brad.
Don't you think you love it because
no, not just the booze. I do booze, eggnog, and regular eggnog. Is that what you're saying?
It's not the alcohol.
It's not that.
I can drink it.
I don't have a problem.
I can drink it without a problem.
I can stop.
Mississippi 3, Mississippi 4, Mississippi 5, Mississippi 6, Mississippi 7, Mississippi 8, Mississippi.
Billy's right. I can stop whenever I want. I don't have a problem.
Not going to today, but I could.
How dare you? No, I wasn't going to ask about the alcohol. I was going to say, do you think part of the reason you like the eggnog is because it's seasonal and because it's like a nice little treat?
Yes.
Whereas if you drank it every day,
yes,
you would absolutely get sick of it.
My heart would explode.
Yeah.
Or it would just stop. It wouldn't explode. It would just...
Yeah.
It's like it's too clogged in here. Yeah, but like I don't really... Candy canes, I don't mind. I like... like it's a good little decoration or something nice to have out during the holiday season, but I don't really eat candy canes.
That wrap is a pain in the ass once you get to the curve.
Thank you. Yeah, what do you do with this? And then it breaks, and you're like, yeah, I guess that's fine, but now what do I do with it?
Yeah,
I love a candy cane.
I'm telling you, I don't like either one, but if I got to eat one now year-round.
Nog's nice.
I'm going candy cane.
You know what I got in the freezer at home?
What's that now?
Eggnog ice cream with booze in it.
Oh, well, that sounds...
That just blow your brain.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to eat it every day.
Where
but
can I find it?
Seasonally.
My freezer.
Is that so you don't get yelled at for drinking?
No. My wife brought it home the other day.
Oh, okay. Never
She's mind. Like, look at this. And I was like, holy smokes. That's a game changer. I'm going to put a scoop of that in with some other real eggnog.
Yeah, pour the...
More
booze.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
Like paint.
Make a float.
A little milkshake. Yeah, I might make a little milkshake.
What's the booze in the ice cream?
Whiskey, I think, this one. I usually just do like a spiced rum when I'm making them at the house, but like, whiskey's good, brandy, it's all good.
Have you said this? You store it up with a candy cane.
Yes. But that's next level.
You just don't eat the candy
that's
cane.
That's next level spirit. No, you toss it.
It's just a mixer.
Yeah, you hope you don't hit anybody with it. Yeah, just get rid of that.
Okay.
Hanging on the tree.
That's Would You Rather is every Wednesday here on Jones and Keefe, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. Pure Hoops with Terp coming up at high noon. We have the hashtag Dork Minute next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.